Turn to Proverbs chapter 8. We're going through Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom call and understanding lift up her voice? On top of the heights, beside the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Besides the gates, at the opening to the city, at the entrance to the door, she cries out, "To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O naive ones, understand prudence, and O fools, understand wisdom. Listen, for I will speak noble things, and the opening of my lips will reveal right things. For my mouth will utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the utterances of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverted in them. They are all straightforward to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choicest gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. To me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all who judge rightly. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. From everlasting I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills I was brought forth, while he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, and when he set for the sea its boundaries so that the water would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. Now therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways. Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts, for he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. And he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death. Amen. So if you remember chapter 7 and part of other previous Proverbs, the women, particularly be aware of the adulterous women. And so now Solomon contrasts that with this woman, which he will call wisdom. And this is the woman that you want to have, not the other kind of women. And so this is the one that is made available. Notice in the beginning here, right? So wisdom calls. So this is like for basically meaning this is for everybody. This is not just for select people, but this is made out for everybody. On top of the heights, beside the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Besides the gate, at the opening to the city, at the entrance to the doors, she cries out, "To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men." And so this is, if you get an idea, this is the gate of the city. This is talking about the marketplace. This is where people would gather. In other words, the wisdom, and this is good news for every single one of us, wisdom is made available to anyone who would listen. That's it. You don't have to sit in a palace. You don't have to be a special person or sit in a cave, you know, for 40 years in one position. You know what I mean? Like, the wisdom is made available to anyone who is willing to listen. That's all that's required. There's really not many other prerequisites to this. If you want to obtain wisdom, if you want to live by wisdom, just like James says, if you want wisdom, ask, and he will give it to you. It's such a simple thing. It's not for special people. It's not just for prophets or, you know, people that go on, you know, 80-day fast. The wisdom of God that he's laying out here is actually made available for anyone. Are you struggling with a situation in your life and you're trying to figure things out? Guess what? Wisdom is being made available to you. All you need to do is be someone who listens. It's simple. That means quieting yourself, getting rid of your own voice, drowning out all the other voices, all the other good opinions that are around you, and just hear the voice of God, the voice of wisdom. Or another way of saying it, actually, as Paul will say, listen to Jesus, who is, he calls, the wisdom of God. And so we see how this is kind of laid out. So this wisdom is made for everyone, anyone that wants it. Even, verse 5, even the naive ones. This translation means simple. In other words, okay, maybe you're not so smart, you're not so sophisticated. Guess what? You also can get wisdom. In fact, this wisdom will teach you prudence. Prudence, just a simple way of understanding, at least in the biblical language, what it's saying. Prudence is basically wisdom lived out practically. When you take this wisdom of God and you live it out practically, then guess what happens? Now you're walking in prudence. And that's primarily what this means. I tell people in premarital counseling, we get to the last unit, which is on sex. And I tell our engaged couples, I said, hey, this is a simple truth. You should want to have sex with your fiancé. Like, if you don't, I think there's a problem. Like, you should want to, because you're growing in intimacy, you're growing commitment. This is very natural, but I say don't, right? Don't do it. Don't violate God's word and God's will for the sake of your lustly passions. And there'll be a time for that. As the Song of Songs says, do not awaken love before it's time. And so that's the wisdom of God. The practicality of living that out, and so I just give them a tip, and I say, hey, this is a tip from your pastor to you. Don't stay out so late together. I know that you guys all have your own apartments and these things. Set a curfew. I know that you're not living in your parents' home anymore, and what curfew? You know, I'm my own person. I don't need a curfew anymore, but I just tell them, just listen, set a curfew 11 o'clock at night or the latest midnight, and just do that, and that'll help you, right? This is wisdom being lived out practically, which is prudence. And I just simply say that because most people, when they succumb to temptation, they usually succumb when they're tired. So it's not for lack of will, because I know the will is there. It's just fatigue. Because the reality is, when you're tired, you do stupid things. Right, you know, when you're tired and hangry, you say things that you shouldn't say to your spouse or your kids, right? It's that fatigue that sets in. And so in this way, this is prudence, wisdom that's lived out practically in this way. And he says, even simple ones, you can understand prudence. Fools, even fools. Now, these are not just not so smart people, but these are just downright dumb people. And he just simply says, even you can understand wisdom, right? It's made available to anyone. And all you need to do, look at the next line, listen. Listen. Listen, for I will speak noble things, and the opening of my lips will reveal right things. For my mouth will utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the utterances of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverted in them. They are all straightforward to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Isn't this a blessing to know that when the wisdom of God, it's not going to be this crazy riddle, you know, or this big puzzle. Sometimes when you hear like these ancient Chinese sayings, right? You're like, what? Okay. And you try to make some truth out of it and something, and you got to be like some, you know, master literary giant to figure these things out. No, the wisdom of God is made simple to us. He just speaks it plainly. He speaks it straightforward, and you can understand it. He's not going to lead you astray, and all you have to do is listen. Isn't that amazing? Just listen. The wisdom of God made available to us simply by us just listening. And then he just talks about this instruction. This is more precious than gold or silver or precious jewels. In fact, it's this wisdom that governs kings and rulers and princes. And then look what happens in verse 18. So he talks about this. Let me just read this real quick. Take my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choicest gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. Then in verse 18, riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold. What is Solomon saying? He's basically saying, if you go after riches, you may get that, but that's all you get. In contrast, you go after wisdom, riches will follow you. And the word he talks about, he's talking about enduring riches. He's basically talking about generational wealth. And he's saying that you can be a type of person, you can go after wealth, and people do that. You can go after material things, and that could be your life, or you can go after God. You can go after this wisdom. These are the words of God, the sayings of God, the truth of God. You can go after that, and he says, if you do that, riches will follow you in this way. It doesn't mean that every person who follows God is going to be wealthy, okay? That's not what I'm trying to say. This is not a prosperity gospel. But there's just something about when we seek after God, we seek after wisdom, right? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you as well. There's a spiritual principle that's there. And so we make sure our heart is leaning towards the right place. And then he just continues on talking about wisdom and how he blesses those. Verse 22 is very interesting passage. And don't make this mistake. There's a very well-known heretic named Arius. This is the old heresy, and he believed that Jesus was not God, and he primarily believed that because of verse 22. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. The word possessed could also sometimes be translated as created. And so he believed that this passage from 22 on was talking about Jesus. He was wrong. This is the Arius heresy, if you ever study church history. And he just believed, well, since God created Jesus, then he cannot be God, and so on and so forth. He neglected to read so many other passages of the Bible. And so I just don't want you to make that mistake, because when you look at it, it sounds kind of familiar, but that's not what he's saying. And then we'll just go from verse 32. Now therefore, our sons, listen to me. For blessed are they who keep my ways. Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts. For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. It's interesting that he makes this connection. There's another passage that he writes, particularly in Proverbs 18:22, and I know that passage quite well because I quote it in almost every wedding that I perform. And it's a simple thing. It says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." And notice the connection between wisdom and a wife. It's something quite uncanny. He'll use the same phraseology later on in the book of Proverbs, and you'll see how he looks at this quite favorably. And so, I mean, kind of as an aside, when you hear people say the Bible is very negative towards women, don't believe them. Right? It's just because people have neglected so many other passages that actually highlight and uplift women. In fact, he's giving women the honor of walking in this wisdom or possessing this wisdom. But he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself, and those who hate me love death. And so when we talk about walking in the favor of the Lord or these type of things, it's a pretty good idea that one of the ways you can do that is simply to walk in His wisdom. And so He's calling out to us. All we need to do is listen. Amen? Let's close our eyes. Sydney's going to come up and lead us in a song. And as she sings over us and as we worship, let's listen, especially for those that you're asking God for something right now. You need the wisdom of God. It's made available to everybody. All you need to do is listen. Let's just begin to speak to the Lord, especially if there's something that you've been asking for, is the wisdom of God. Just listen. Just hear His voice. He speaks clearly. He speaks straightforward. No riddles, no puzzles. Just practical wisdom, prudence. Let's listen.